Welcome to Radio Kitchen. I'm Al Spohler. I'm sure that home cooks all over Maryland are diligently poring over cookbooks, looking for some fresh ideas for Thanksgiving dinner. Early autumn is a great time to go shopping for fresh local produce, and Chef Jerry Pellegrino of Scola Cooking School and I think we ought to give you a few ideas to work with.
Certainly.
And there's some great stuff out this time of year.
Always. And it's a great time of year to cook.
Yeah, it really is.
The kitchen doesn't get hot. If it does, you open a window. You know, it's perfect.
Yeah, so I went surfing on the web to see what I can find,
uh-huh.
You know. And I came across one of my favorite TV chefs. That's Alton Brown.
Yep.
And he had a nice recipe for a broccoli cheese casserole. And he sort of deconstructed the whole thing for us. And he said, you know, what you got to have are some featured ingredients, something that's a binder to bring it all together,
uh-huh.
A little bit of a starch of some kind, and then some sort of a topping to give it a crust.
Yeah, sure.
So that all made sense. So what he's talking about is a broccoli cheese casserole, and we're going to be using broccoli and white mushrooms as our main ingredients, and we're going to put together kind of a sauce to tie it all together with yogurt, mayonnaise, and blue cheese dressing.
Oh, interesting.
And then a couple of eggs to give it some puff.
Uh-huh, uh-huh.
And then for his starch, this was kind of interesting. He wants to use ramen noodles.
You mean the packaged ones?
Yeah, the packaged ones, but along with the flavor packet.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, that's
so
cool.
He's thinking in a very practical terms.
Yes,
you know?
Yeah, sure. And that's, those are so cheap.
Yeah, and you mix them in with all this stuff, and then you
break them up.
Yeah. Otherwise, you'll have long, foot-long noodles.
Okay, that's interesting.
And you put it in a casserole, of course, and you cover it with some cheese. And put it in, and it'll come out, and it's going to be fabulous.
Nice.
So that's a lot of fun. The concept of having green beans and bacon together is not exactly new.
No, of course not.
A lot of people love doing
bacon
that.
Bacon in anything isn't
new.
It's almost getting old.
Yeah, thank you. But here's a nice idea. What we're going to do is have some raw bacon slices,
uh-huh.
And we're going to have some nice, good, long green beans.
Sure.
To trim them up and everything. We're going to put together little bundles of about 7 or 8.
Sure.
Wrap them up in the middle with the bacon, and we're going to make a little sauce to go on top of that with butter, brown sugar, garlic, salt, and pepper. Brush that on the thing and stick it in the oven.
Okay.
And the green beans are going to cook.
The bacon's going to cook. Sure.
And you bring it out, and it's a nice little package. I think kids would love it.
Yes. That sounds definitely like something the kids would get excited at.
We have a lot of sweet potatoes still out there. And, Jerry, what I love is that we have so many varieties of sweet potatoes these days.
Oh, and it's kind of a Maryland tradition. I mean, we're kind of a mainstay of sweet potatoes in the country.
That's exactly right.
Yeah.
And we also have a lot of apples out there.
Always.
And so it's not too tough to come up with a recipe for mashed sweet potatoes and apples.
Sure.
So you're just going to cook them both, get them nice and soft.
It's a nice pairing.
It is a nice
pairing. Apples and sweet potatoes.
And then you can go nuts on whatever seasonings you
want. Of course.
Probably cinnamon's going to figure into it somewhere. Maybe a little bit of brown sugar.
Sure.
But these two really work together. And finally, don't forget pears, because they're still out there.
Mm-hmm.
And one nice thing to do is just to do a roasted fall vegetable dish with pears in it.
Simple roasting.
So you're gonna be cutting up your parsnips, your butternut squash, maybe some Brussels sprouts, toss it all in olive oil, and bang, you're good to go. Now, we're going to put all of these recipes on the website at WYPR.org. Look under Radio Kitchen, you'll find them. I'm Al Spohler.
And I'm Jerry Pellegrino.
And you've been listening to Radio Kitchen, produced by Bob White for 88.1 WYPR, your NPR news station.